Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Scott Edwards of Fightful here once again with a very special interview today as I'm talking to Act Yasukawa of Actress Girls. Act, how are you this today? I was going to say this evening. It's evening for me, but during the day for you. How are you?
こんばんは、皆さん。あの、ファイトプロのスコットです。今年、あ、今日はあの特別のゲストがあの来ていただいてます。アクト・ヤスカワ。ヤスカワさん、こんばんは。お元気ですか？
こんばんは。よろしくお願いします。元気です。
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
I'm so happy to have you on. This is truly a blessing for me. I as a...someone who's become a fan of Actress Girls and what the promotion is right now, this is an honor. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'll tell everyone now, before we get into this, that Act Yasukawa, of course, will be available for all sessions at WrestleCon over WrestleMania week/weekend, whatever you prefer to call it. It's a long week now, so I like to call it WrestleMania week. So she'll be there at WrestleCon, and she'll also be wrestling at Pandemonium, among other events. And if you want to get her special shirt, joshishirts.com, a exclusive 2023 Act Yasukawa shirt right there. Go check it out. And there's more shirts, so that's a win as well. But make sure to go check that out. So let's get into this. Again, thank you so much for doing this. And we'll start off with the first question I have for you today. How did your love for theater and acting lead you to becoming a pro wrestler?
まずあの最初の質問ですけど、あの、はい、舞台と演出の興味はどうやってプロレスの選手に至るまでどうつながってきましたか？
あ、私がプロレスをやったきっかけってことですよね。
そうですね。
Yes. あ、私はもともとアクション女優になりたくて、あの、アクション女優になりたくて、あの、こう、東京に出てきたんですけど、そこの時に、プロレスの舞台、女優の舞台をやってる時に、あの、スターダムから、風花さんからお声をかけていただいて、あ、アクション、戦う人間になる夢の一つだなと思って、プロレスラーになりました。
So、she had always wanted to be an actress in action movies or in action entertainment. That's how she moved to Tokyo. That's how she came to Tokyo. And when she came, she had an opportunity to see and was ultimately invited to join.The acting organization that led to her becoming an part of the actress organization and the wrestling. Is one way for her to show the action acting capabilities that she had, the skills that she had, and it came through with a pro wrestling.
And that's great to hear. I know a lot of fans, you know, that I asked a lot of your fans specifically about these questions, so that will be a very intriguing one for them to hear. My next question was there a specific point in the early going where you realized wrestling was what you wanted to do?
いろんなアクトさん のファンの皆さんに聞いたりとかしてたので、それは絶対こ の中身内容についてはみんなは聞きたがってるでしょうと思うんですけど、
はい、
その正気の段階ではプロレスをやっていくぞと決めた時点は何かありましたか？そういう時期があった、あ、やっぱりプロレスでやっていくぞと。
その
プロレスアクションの舞台よりもプロレスラーとして、はい、やっていくか。
スターダムの大会を見たときにすごい華やかでこう戦いが繰り広げられてて、私は魅了されました。それで何か足りないなと思って、私はアクションの道を進むのもヒーローとか戦隊も、うん、正義の味方がいる映画とか舞台が好きで、アクション女優の道を進んだんですけど、スターダムの大会を見た時にベビーフェイスがたくさんいて可愛い女の子がいっぱいいる中に、何かが足りないと思った時に、ああ悪役が足りないなと思って、私はこのスターダムという中でもっとスターダムをこう大きくする、面白くするには、エンターテインメントが広がるには、あ、この悪役がいたらもっと面白くなるのにって思って、私はそこでやりたいですって言ってその道に来ました。
So it was when she was watching the first Stardom matches that she had a chance to see. She was really drawn into they were really engaging for her, and she really loved how the action progressed through the matches. She'd always been drawn to, seeing, the hero in the action story. But when she was watching the wrestling, what she saw was a lot of cute baby-faced kind of wrestlers. And what she felt was maybe missing was that bad actor, the heel, if you will, the bad guy in the ring. And she thought that was something that she could bring to it, which would be unique and would be a great way to contribute to expanding the interest and the reach that Stardom had at the time with professional wrestling.
And that's so awesome. I love that it was the heel aspect that you didn't see, that you said, oh, that's my role. That's what I want to do. I think that's great to hear. So thank you.
一番面白いのは、その、見たところでは、その、やっぱり、その悪役は欠けてるなって自分が、確認して、見て確認したところで、それで自分がそれを、できるんですねっていうことを、それは面白いですね。
本当ですか？はい。うん。ね、楽しい、役者として、女優としては一番面白いところだと思って。
She says that as an actress, that's where she feels it's the most interesting role that you can have.
And that perfectly brings me to my next question, actually. So I think you might have seen the same with Actress Girls. So let me ask, what about Actress Girls made you decide to return to wrestling?
それ完璧に次の質問につながっていくんですけれども、スターダムでそういう悪役のことあったんですけど、それでもしかしてアクトレスガールズでも同じようなアクトさんが立てる役割が、果たせる役割が あったときに、それをプロレスに戻ってきたときに、アクトレスガールズに ぜひやりたいというところはどこにありましたか？ なんでアクトレスガールズに入団したかったというか。
そうです、私はそのアクトレスガールズでもともともう引退した身なので、引退したのでやるつもりはなかったけれども、新しい若手のスターを育てる、後輩たちを育てる立場になりたいなと思って、最初はこのコーチというかその立場でアクトレスガールズでいいと思ってたんですけど、 みんなもうこうスターっていうか、あのもっと高みに上がれる、本当才能を持ってる若い女の子がいっぱいいて、あ、これはこれはもっとあのどうやったら引き上げられるかなって、みんなをもっとステップアップさせたいと思った時に、あ、私がこう自分で言うのもあれだけど、こう壁、悪役としてみんなをこう押し付け、あのみんなの敵になることで、みんながさらに上に上がれるようになったらいいなって思ってやりますって、あ、になりました。
So she had retired, as you kind of mentioned there, but when she decided to come back, she intended to be coming in and finding her way to help coach and teach and raise the next generation of wrestlers. She planned to just be a coach or a trainer with it, seeing lots of talented wrestlers in the ring, and wanted to help them step their game up even more. So she said, why don't I put up that wall and be that bad guy again for them and give them that opportunity to really bring out their best in fighting against me.
And as someone that, again, watches the shows, you could tell that's what you're doing. You're, in a lot of ways, I'm sure, you know, you're training behind the scenes, I'm sure, but you're training on screen as well by being that bad guy again and getting the best out of the wrestlers and actress girls. So as someone that watches, you are doing a great job.
よく見ることをしてますので、その立場からアクトさんを見ると、間違いなくそういう悪役をしてあのみんな の, あのよりステップアップできるあのレスリングと、そういう舞台にあの輝けるようにはあの伝わってくるんですよ、見てるだけでも。
あ、よかった。
Pleased to hear that. Thank you.
So you were talking about the trainees, and I think a lot of people noticed that Actress Girls has a lot of trainees. A lot of the roster is brand new to pro wrestling, of course. So what gives Actress Girls the ability to train so many new wrestlers and not only do so, but make them really good, really fast, right? Because there's not a lot of shows, obviously. You have about 1 to 2 shows a month, but every time we see them, they are so much better than the last time.
Mm.あの他の団体とあの比べると、まあ、あの他の団体ではその1年に 2,3 人の新人が入ってくるとあの育てていくんですけど、アクトレスガールズではあの結構数多く人数多くあの新人が入って、であのショーは、まあ、月に 1,2 回ぐらいしかないのに、あの毎回毎回新しい人も入ってきてて成長してるのもあの一目瞭然では分かるんですよね。それはどうやってあのアクトレスガールズがそんなにあの育てられる力があるんでしょうかね。
アクトレスガールズには今、2つのコンセプトがあって、1つが、プロレス、エンターテインメントプロレス、アクトレスリング、もう1つがアクション舞台、演劇の舞台で、アクトリングっていう2つのコンテンツがあります。で、こっちでアクション舞台のアクトリングの方で女優さんたちが演じながら戦うっていうコンセプトの方でみんなで舞台をするんですけども、そこで培った技術をもっと外に出したい、もっと、プロレスを上手くなりたいっていう人がアクトレスリングの方に来ます。これによって、あの、舞台だけじゃなく、プロレスにも興味ある子が、あの、やってみたら面白いって言って、こっちをやる子がたくさん増えて、みんな女優さんです。
So within Actress Girls, there's two groups, two concepts within the organization. The first one is the pro wrestling, so act wrestling, and the second one is the action group, the action team, act ring, and that one has a concept of fighting while acting, So that's a slightly different focus, obviously, than the act wrestling, which is clearly focused on the wrestling. But within the actor ring group, those actresses who want to get better at wrestling, they say, hey, why don't you come over and try in the act wrestling group for a while? And so some of them then shift into the act wrestling to really focus more on the wrestling aspects of it. So that's it's definitely a unique positioning.
That's very cool. I never knew the exact connection between the two. I knew they are under the same umbrella, but to hear that's how, you know, act ring to actress girls, the wrestling side, that's how they correlate. I think that's great to hear. So thank you for that.
その、あの、AWG アクトアクトスガールズの傘下でいる2つのグループ。
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
があるということは分かってたんですけど、その、あの、そういう説明はまだ聞いたことはなかったので、それはよく、あの、分かりました。よく理解できました。ありがとうございます。
はい。ありがとうございます。
Now, I think this kind of goes into that, you know, talking about how acting, they come over and want to wrestle a bit more. So, when a wrestler wants to become more full-time, is that encouraged by, you know, yourself and actress girls? Because I think that's, you know, we've seen a lot of wrestlers come from actress girls and become very popular in the Joshi scene over the years.
So did the, acting no, Joyu tachi, wrestling or moto, kyomi o motte, moto yaritai to you, kibo ga aru bae wa, so de wa, 応援されてる、進められるんですか、あのアクトレス、ガールズとして、その、あの、まあ、コーチングの立場からでも、あの、そういうことを、あの、進められるんですか、それとも、どう、あの、あの、その、女優の方からレスリングに、あの、まあ、フォーカス、シフトしていきたいなら、それは、どういう、あの、段取りかっていうか、あの、方法としては、希望ですか、それとも、あの、
まあ、
スカウトされてやるんですか。
スカウトだったり、あの、やりたいって、こう、本人たちから来るの、二パターン、どっちもあるんですけど、みんな女優なので、演じたい、こう、アクションやりたいっていうのは変わらず、あの、アクトレスリング、プロレスの方をやっていたとしても、みんな心はちゃんと女優として、女優としてアクトレスガールズはそれが可能なのね。うん。女優。うん。OK。
OK。はい。So, there, again, within that, you know, there's kind of two patterns on it. There is some degree of the coaching, the mentors, if you will, kind of scout and pick, you know, say, hey, you know, you'd be really good if we bring you into the wrestling side more. And there's also those
actress. Everyone is an actress in the organization, right? That's their profession, if you will. But some of them do say, hey, I'd love to do more of the wrestling. So both patterns of that happen. And either way, the fundamental, the core to them being a part of the Actress Girls organization is the acting element of it, right? That's mm-hmm. their first priority. So either pattern is possible.
That's okay. All right. I like to know, because, you know, with the actress part, and, you know, as someone that's of course more on the wrestling side, it's nice to know that the option's there, but at the same time, it does come down to the acting first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. 私の方は、まあ、どっちかというと、あのレスリングの方のファンから入ってきたんですけれども、それはそういう選択もあるということも、あの分かって、あのとてもあのいいプロセス、いい段よりいい段階だなと、自分の認識は高まっているので、あのすごくいいことだと思いますねと。
はい、ありがとうございます。Thank you.
I know Fuka joined Actress Girls to help train the roster.Of course, you've worked with her prior from Stardom. So what do you believe makes her so good at what she does, which is, of course, training?
あの、フカさんは、あの、アクトレスガールズに入ってきたのは、その新しい、あの、レストラー、女優兼レストラーを育てるために、あの、トレーニングするために入ってきたんで、で、以前からスターダムの時から、あの、アクトさんとの、あの、お知り合いでいることなんですけど、あの、フカさんは、あの、なぜ彼女がこんなに向いてるんですかね、その、あの、そのレストラーを育てられることを そんなに得意んでしょうかね。
ああ、もう。まあ、才能だよね。才能だと思うんですけど、こう、プロデュースをするのが、本人が、風花さんがとても好き、あの、楽しんで本人がやっている部分があって、スターダムをやってる時もずっと育てるっていう作業も 10年も何年もやってきて、で、本人が子育て、子供を2人産んで、その間、あの、一回お休みしてたんですけど、今子供が離れ、あの、大きくなってきたので、もう一回余裕が、プロデュースするタイミングが来て、その時に、あの、またやりたい、アクトレスガールズの女の子たちは、本当才能が隠れてる子、才能がある子がいっぱいいるので、もっとこの才能を世の中に出したいって、本人がとっても、思ってくれて、本人は今楽しんでやってくれてるのがすごい伝わるから、もう全力でサポート私もしている状態です。
She said that Fuka has always been great at producing and kind of bringing things together that way. She's also always having fun, even from, you know, a decade ago when she was working with her in Stardom. It's always been clear that she's enjoying what she's doing and she's very, very talented at it.At the time, Fuka had two children of her own and stepped back from wrestling. But now that her kids are older, she's got more ability to re-engage, and she's really wanted to do that. She sees all of the talent, the hidden talent that's in there in the wrestler, in the actresses and the wrestlers, and wants to get that out and shown to the world.
I think Fuka is the best at what she does, kind of like you said. So as someone who, you know, learned about her coming back, I'm very happy she's back. And I'll follow up by, was there a big change to Actress Girls when she jumped in and was able to join?
あの、フカさんが、あの、Actress Girls に入ってきた時で、何か、あの、大きな変化がありましたかとか、あの、変わってきたところはありますでしょうか？
たくさんあります。たくさんありすぎて、あの、
there's so many. You gotta figure out how to bring it together and explain it easily.
統率が取れたかな。あの、まず、あの、こう、代表がまとめるということが、まあ、あんまり得意ではないところで、あの、風花さんが来たことによって、 ミーティングの回数が増えました。まず。あとは、自己プロデュースできない子たちの面倒を見たりとか、どうやって売り出したらいいかっていう会議を、もう、風花さんと私と、住川夏美と、まあ、リーダー、上のキャリアあるメンバーで、ディスカッション。それができるようになって、まとまった、本当に。
So, she said with Fuka joining, so many different things have changed and improved and gotten better. One of them, kind of jokingly, there's a lot more meetings, but that's to help, right, for the planning and making sure that things are moving smoothly. And really what that helps is there's some young wrestlers who aren't ready to produce themselves yet. Mm-hmm. So they need that guidance, and that's something that Fuka is amazing at. There's now they've kind of got the synergies all there with the leadership team. So Act, Fuka, and Sumikawa, the three of them are able to, you know, really kind of guide and steer the group as mentors and trainers for the team, for the organization.
Yeah, that's. I love hearing that there's more meetings, and that brings a smile to my face, because I think I personally think that what she's doing, what you, Sumikawa, and she's able to do together, it's really showing. So thank you for kind of jokingly saying it, but also at the same time giving us some insight on the changes.
ちょっと笑わされるの、その会議が増えたってことで、だけどそれを本当にやってるところはその融合性が整ってきてるんですよね。その住川さんとアクトさんと風花さんがその3人で変化起こしてる、改善させてるということはすごく分かりやすいですね。
まあ、3人と、まあ、リーダーメンバー。
Yes, the leader member.
はい、マリー、マル、まあ、オールメンバー5、6人ぐらい。
So, yeah, all 5, 6 of us lead, you know, in the leaders group. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Contributing. So this might be a tough question, because I know a lot of them stand out. But who are a couple of the young wrestlers, of course, who you're really excited about and, you know, kind of hope the whole world starts to see in Actress Girls?
これはちょっと多分答えにくい部分があるんですけど、その今のアクトスガールズの中のレス特にレスラーとしての輝いてる子は誰かが特別に目立つ方いらっしゃいますでしょうか。
それで言うと、最近シングルトーナメントを私たちはやりました。そこで決勝戦まで行った後期は新人の中でも飛び抜けている部分はあります。
So, they recently did a singles tournament, and in that, one of the newbies made it all the way to the finals, Koki.
Yes.
So she's really doing a great job.
Yes, that was the one I would have guessed, because I think she's really shown what she could have such a bright future in pro wrestling. So it's getting blocked off by his background. but yeah, she's fantastic. And I'm happy that she's kind of the main one that stood out. I know I watched the tournament, so I'm not surprised, but she's so great.
私も自分でもそのトーナメントを 見ましたので、それを間違いなく私も後期もはい、よく頑張ってるなと私は思ってたので、彼女の名前を挙げていただきまして、本当に嬉しい。その才能を見られてて育てていくということはすごくいいんですね。
まあ、まだまだたくさんいるんですけど、まあ、ナルとかミサイルキックはドロップキックが、身長がとても小さいのにすごい高く飛べるナルだったり、山田奈穂、水島桜、夏希、many.
Yes, yes. She said there's several others, of course, many others as well. Naru is one. She's got the, she's fairly short, but she's got a missile kick and high jumping. You know, she's great at that. Natsuki and who others that she mentioned?
Yeah. Yamada Naho, Mizushima Sako. Marino, many, many.
So I know they're, you know, actresses first and wrestlers, you know, second in a lot of ways, but seeing that you're coming overseas, I wanted to ask, do you think there's anyone who would really benefit from coming overseas to wrestle?
So, アクトレスとして、それに選手としてレスラーとしても、あるんですけど、近日にはアクトさんもアメリカに来られることはあるので、ちょっと聞きたいのは、
新人の中で、特に海外に出てプロレスに参加することによって成長できる方は誰かいますか？もちろん後期ですけど、あとキャリアを積んでるメンバーで、青野美久、 松井美沙、住川夏美も海外に行きたいって本人たちもすごい頑張ってる。キャリアがある子たちもいるし、本当の新人だったら後期は多分花がオーラもあるし、まあ。So,
As a new wrestler, again, I'd probably go, she says that Koki is probably one who would really benefit from that. She's already kind of got an aura and a persona that's coming together, and that would only be helped coming overseas probably. But amongst the actresses, wrestlers that are more experienced and have had longer careers, Aono Miku, Matsui Misa, Sumikawa, they also have expressed interest in coming overseas, so it's certainly something that they'd love to be able to make happen.
That's amazing to hear. That brings a big smile to my face. I saw it brought a smile to Eric's face as well. I'd love to see them here in the United States.
みんなアメリカでも見たいんですね。どこでもでもいいですね。アメリカだけじゃなくて海外での貢献できると見たいんですね。
あと、マリー、ニンジャとか、サムライだし、ニンジャ、日本らしいのも、ムーブも見せたい。So
they'd love to also bring that element and be able to show that unique Japanese-ness of their wrestling and show to the world as well.
Yeah, so I want to kind of go back a little bit and bring up how, you know, putting back on that act Yasukawa samurai persona, why and what was the purpose of that persona and what you put into it?
So
アクトさんについての質問もしたいんですけれども、それをそのサムライのキャラをなぜにそれをまた復帰させたんでしょうかね。そういうキャラを演じることに決めたんですかね。もう私はずっと日本の映画が 大好きで、アクション女優になりたかったのも、水戸黄門、暴れん坊将軍、日本の有名な映画、ドラマ、テレビも大好き。だから、その、日本の侍も忍者も芸者も全部好きだから、もうずっとそれであり続けたいっていう、お酒も好きだけど、はい。
So she's always loved Japanese movies, film, TV shows, always wanted to be an action actress. So what better way to embody her Japanese-ness than to, you know, put on that type of a persona and do that. She's loved, you know, all of the action genres of the films and TVs, and she likes her sake too.
that's the best reason I think, but it's such a cool persona you went with, so I know that was a question asked strictly from a fan because they really wanted to know. So I think the sake part will really make them happy.
本当に純粋なファンとしてのそういう質問を ぜひ聞かせたかったので、それは本当に嬉しいですということを他の今このポッドキャストを聞くファンの皆さんもそれを知って本当に良かったですね。
良かったです。ありがとうございます。
So I have two more questions about Actress Girls, and we'll talk a little bit about your tour to the United States. And this one's a little funny, but at the same time, I really want to know, do the Miku Aono kicks hurt as much as they sound? Because they're very loud.
あと2つぐらいの、その Actress Girls に関しての、質問があるんですけど、それでまたアメリカに来ることについても話をしたいんですけど、まずは、青野ミクさんの蹴りの受けることは、聞くほど痛みは感じるんですか？
ああ、痛いですね。
Yeah, absolutely.
背中に蹴りをもらったら、前の水落ちが、水落ちがポーンって言って、あ、痛っ！
when she gets kicked in the back, all the liquid in her stomach kind of just wants to fly out the front. So, yes, it absolutely hurts.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, obviously, because... It's very entertaining to watch, but it I know it must hurt. So thank you for that perfect.
それちょっとかわいそうですけど、それ見るのも本当に楽しむことはできるんですけど、間違いなく痛んでるんですよね。それ痛いんでしょうね。
まあでもその分まあやり返して。
but she gets her back more.
So my final question about Actress Girls is that.Ice Ribbons Asahi will be joining the roster for the next 3 to 6 months starting in April. How exciting is that for you to see someone, as talented as her to, come into the roster and be part of that? I know she's wrestled a match there prior, but as someone that's also excited about her jumping to Actress Girls for the time being, how much does that excite you? And do you think she'll mix in well with the rest of the roster?
アイスリブンの朝日はこれから数ヶ月で貸し出しという言い方はちょっとあれなのかもしれないんですけど、短期的にはアクトレス・ガールズには入ることには決まってるんですよね。
はい。
ですよね。で、それを知ったところでアクトさんとしては楽しみにしていることとそれを期待していることは何かありますか？
やっぱり技術が彼女はあるので。技もしっかりしてる部分もあるし、キャリアがあるので、新人にはもちろんそうですけども、キャリア組、新人じゃない、松井美沙、イリア・アヤノ、ミー、あそこら辺の、青野美久も、住川夏美も、マリも、あそこら辺の、いい風、刺激になることを私は一番望む。彼女が入ってきたことによって上のメンバーがもっと負けないようにってさらにスキルアップしたら上が上がれば下の新人も上がるしかないので上の下の子たちを今までこうスキルアップさせてるところを次の段階で朝日が入ってきたことによって上の子たちをさらにもう一個上の段階に上げて全体的にさらに大きくしていきたいアクトレスガールズを思ってます。
So she said that obviously Asahi's got mad skills. She's got a strong career. So as she comes in, she'll kind of be a new breeze, a kind of for the career group that's already kind of established, right? The Aono Miku and Sumikawa-san and others. So in an effort to not lose out to her, not want to lose to her, that's going to be a great upward spiral of talent within the group as they all strive to continue to improve with that new set of skills coming in and having to wrestle against them, fight against them, those skills. And as that happens, naturally that means that
the newer group is also going to have to level up to be able to kind of keep up. And so it's going to, you know, really raise the bar for the entire organization, and help Actress Girls become even stronger.
I've said this a few times, but that is so exciting to hear, because I love the idea that Asahi joining makes a challenge for everyone to get better and to step up, like you said. I think that's what a lot of people are looking forward to in her arrival, and I can't wait to see it, because I think she's very talented and the Actress Girls roster is very talented. So it'll be very cool to see all of that come together.
本当にそれを楽しみに見たいんですね。それを彼女も入ってきて、それでその挑戦的にみんなはより強くなる、より技術をレベルアップ しようとすることは間違いないので、それをその結果は見るのを楽しみにしてますね。
私も楽しみです。
She can't wait to see the results either.
Now,A lot of this interview, the purpose is that you are coming to the United States. How excited are you to come here, wrestle, be part of WrestleCon, and meet so many fans of yours? So how are you excited for the whole experience that's coming up?
これから本当に今日のインタビューのメインのところには入っていきますけれども、それを、はい、まあ、3月末にアクトさんは来米することにはなっているので、どのぐらい楽しみにしてますか、と何を期待してますか。
いや、もう本当もうスターダムを辞めて一回引退してから、もうアメリカとか海外での試合はできないってずっと思ってたので、こんなチャンスをもらえたっていうのはまず聞いた時にスマートフォンをこう 2回も3回もってなってすごい嬉しくて、もう どうしようって、あ、私アメリカ行けるんだって、すごい楽しくて嬉しくて、でも私が行っていいんだろうか、いやでも、いや行きたいって思って行きますってエリックに打った。
she said after having left stardom and retired from wrestling once, she never thought she'd really have a chance to wrestle overseas.Or to come, come overseas and perform. So when she got the news, she had to like do a couple double takes with the phone. She was like, "Really? Is this happening?" And she was so excited and happy to hear it. She's like, "But wait a minute, should it be me? Wait, no, yes, absolutely, it has to be me. I can't wait to go." And she was really excited to respond favorably back to the invitation.
That makes me so happy to hear that, like, I have genuine happiness that you get to experience this tour. And I remember when, it was announced, and I personally had that feeling, and I'm not even going to be there. And I was so happy for everyone that gets to meet you. So gets to meet you and see you wrestle, of course. So I'm so happy for you.
本当に本当に自分はアクトさんのためにも本当に嬉しいですね。それを自分がそのニュースを聞いたときに、わ、すごいいいね、これを見たいけど、スコットは残念ながらは今回は来られないので、自分の目では見れないんですけど、参加できる人たちみんなをそれを楽しみを自分でも十分分かってると思いますね、と、すごいいいチャンスですね。
ありがとうございます。でもサイン会とかはやったことがないというか、スターダムで前行った時にすごいもうお客さんが、アメリカの皆さんがこう私たちをこう盛り上げてくれるっていうか、試合をしててすごい、あ、楽しい、ありがとうございますっていうのを感じたので、アメリカと日本で全く違うので、私はすごい前行った時刺激を受けたので、今回も本当自分のスキルアップのためにも、アメリカで2試合できることは本当に自分がまずありがとうございますっていうか、ありがとうございますって感じです。
She said that the autograph sessions and things like that were kind of not something she was used to previously, but you know, the American fans are quite different than the Japanese fans. And this is one of the great things about the American fans is that they really, really cheer for and pump up the actresses, the wrestlers themselves as well. And she can't wait to experience that herself over here. She's excited for the opportunity to wrestle and perform and to be able to level up her own skills through that with the wrestlers that she's going to be, you know, fighting against.
That perfectly leads me into my second to final question here. So part of the reason you're coming to the U.S., of course, is to take part in Pandemonium Pro Wrestling, and you'll be competing for the Pandemonium Pro Championship. So gold right off the bat. That's very exciting. How excited are you for the opportunity, and what are you hoping to show in the Rumble Riot Battle Royal?
アメリカへ渡航するのはそのパンダモニアムプロレスリングに参加するためなんですけど、この機会をどのぐらい興奮してますか？あとランブルライアット、チャンピオンシップのマッチにも何を見せたいんでしょうかね。アクトさんの技からとか技術から何を見せたいと思ってるでしょうか？
そうですね。まず、バトルロイヤルの方は、すごいたくさん出るのかもしれないけど、タッグのバトルロイヤルは、私、やったことがないのね。タッグでバトルロイヤルって、まずどんな感じだろうっていうので、ルール的な部分をすごい勉強しないとって思って、過去の映像とかいろいろ見て、勉強している部分もあるんですけど、まずこうもう相手の技も出場する人の名前を検索してどんな技使うのかなっていうのをこう今勉強してるけど、なかなか一人じゃ難しいんですけど、相手のことも知りたい部分と、あと自分自身はもう焦らないでいつもの私であることが一番大事なんだなって思うから、のらりくらりをこう、いつもの私で酔っ払いでいきます。
So she said the battle royale kind of match in is going to have a lot of people in it, is her understanding, and she's never done a tag team match of that type. So lots of things to learn, lots of things to try and study and understand about the rules and how it's going to work. All of the opponents that are going to be out there, what are their strengths and their main moves so that she can be as prepared as she can. But for her, the most important thing is to remain true to herself, not rush it, take it as it comes. And she's going to go at it as she always does, get cranked up, drunk, and get going.
That is perfect. That is perfect. So for everyone listening, if you want to check out that show, Pandemonium Pro Wrestling, Best Damn Thing, that'll be at 5 p.m. Bell Time, local time, in Los Angeles, California, on March 29th. It'll also be airing on Independent Wrestling TV. So you want to make sure you go see ACT, and you want to make sure you see everyone she's wrestling. I believe Maki Ito's on that show, Billy Starks, Masha Slamovich, Chris Bay, an awesome crew of competitors, Kid Bandit, of course. So make sure to go check that show out. And my final question for you, ACT, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for this. Is there anything you're really hoping to do while you're here in America?
今日本当に時間をいただいてありがとうございます。で、最後の質問になりますけれども、アメリカにいる間に一番楽しみにしていることは何でしょうか？
いっぱいあるんだよな。そうですね。もちろん試合もなんですけど、サイン会というものも初めてやるので、すごい大きな会場っていうので、どんな感じかも すごい楽しみで。え、一番全部、うん、レッスルマニアも楽しみだし、選べない。もう全部楽しむつもりやったし。
Said there's too many things to choose from, but of course the matches are going to be amazing. She's really looking forward to that. It's the first time for her doing the autograph sessions. It's going to be a big arena for it. So wondering what that's going to feel like and how it'll be different from what she's, you know, used to in Japan, if you will. There's just so many things that she really can't choose one, but she's just going to enjoy every moment of it.
Awesome. I can't wait to see what you do inside the ring, of course, and I know everyone will enjoy seeing you at WrestleCon. So once again, thank you so much. Act.
リング上で、まあ、披露、まあ、技術とか、それをもちろん期待しているんですけど、それを全体的にその楽しみことすることも、本当に来て楽しんでもらいたいなっていうこと、気持ちでいっぱいで、今日時間をいただいて本当にありがとうございます。応援してますよ。
ありがとうございます。本当に、アクトレスガールズの目標の一つとして、アクトレスガールズをアメリカでやりたいっていう目標があるので、本当今回私が行くことによって、なんだろう、自分のスキルアップもして、アクトレスガールズももうさらに高みに目指す架け橋に私はなりたいので、素敵なチャンスを私にくれて本当にありがとうございます。頑張ります。以上。
Thank you so much. She said, you know, one of the goals of Actress Wrestling, Actress Girls, is that they want to bring their show to the States. So this is a great way that she's going to be the first one that gets to do that. And she wants to be the bridge that gets more of them over here. So thanks for the opportunity. And she's really looking forward to the trip.
I want her to know, I told someone the other day, I expect Actress Girls to have a show in the United States sometime in the future. I can't wait.
Mm.もうスコットは他の友達とかにも話をしているのは、そのアクトレスガールズはアメリカでショーをプロデュースすると披露することは間違いなくその日は来るですよねとおっしゃってます。
わかりました。ありがとうございます。
Thank you so much.
So everyone, if you want to check out Actress Girls, you can check it out at actressgirls.net.You can subscribe to their streaming service. They put all their shows up there. That is actressgirls.net. Make sure to go check that out. Of course, if you want to see Act Yasukawa for yourself and you're going to be in the area from WrestleMania week, go to WrestleCon. She will be there for all sessions. And make sure to go get yourself a nice special Act Yasukawa t-shirt as well on joshishirts.com. like I said at the top, it's a great shirt. I personally want one myself, so I think everyone else should as well. And I want to thank Eric, I want to thank Derek, and of course I want to thank Act Yasukawa for the time today. This was an absolute blast, so thank you so much, Act. And that's it from here on Fightful. So long, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.